Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Trinity Talks. We are so glad that you are joining us here today. And as you can see, I am sitting down here with a few members of Trinity's congregation, and these are all folks who are playing a key role in Trinity's newly launched Community Meals program. So thank you all for joining me here today. I'm just going to start by getting folks to introduce themselves. So maybe we'll start here with you, Bill.
All right. Well, my name is Bill Crawford. I've been coming to the church now for 30 plus years and been involved in a number of different things over the years. But I think the last few years, I'm most notably known as Natalie's husband.
Okay. Great. And what's your role in the Community Meals program?
I was asked to lead the planning team, to put the planning together for the meals and make it happen. So that's what we did over the summer.
Okay, great. And over here.
And I'm Sylvia Langua, and I am very new to the church. We've been here probably less than a year at this point, and just really enjoying the new community here.
Okay, great. And what's your role?
At this point, I'm coordinating volunteers for the Community Meal Program.
Okay, great. Thank you.
My name's Oliver Clough, and I've been here for just over a year and a half.
Okay.
Or around a year and a half.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm heavily involved with the food.
Okay.
So the planning, the purchasing, and the cooking.
Okay.
And it's great for me because I was looking for a way to become engaged in the church and plugged in.
Yep.
And so this is the path that I've chosen.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, yeah, it's so exciting to have you all here. So the Community Meals program just launched a couple of weeks ago with the first meal on September 26th.
That is correct.
But we know, obviously, a lot of planning and thought goes into something like that. So maybe, Bill, can you take us back to the beginning and how did this start?
Sure. Well, the genesis for the Community Meal program really started with the neighborhood assessment that you coordinated, that you led last year. And out of that, a number of things came out, but it, pertaining to us and this our conversation here, two of the needs in the Streetsville area that were identified were food insecurity issues or concerns and social isolation. So there's a combination of people that are going hungry and people in the people in the community that are lonely and looking for relationship and for community and not just food. So that was the needs that were identified, and then part of the assessment was also looking at the capacity of the church and what could we do, what was possible. And then that's when the Community Meal was suggested as a type of program that would respond to both of those issues, both being hungry and being lonely. And so then it just came to a point where the church decided they wanted to move forward on this particular initiative that came out of the neighborhood assessment. And then Rob called me in the office and told me that he loves me and has a great plan for my life.
Okay.
And part of that was taking the lead for the Community Meal program.
Okay, so. Cool. Oh, that's great. So this Community Meals program, why do we think this something like this is important for the sort of Streetsville area? What are we hoping to sort of see come out of this program?
So that's an interesting question. I think there's so much that a church can give into a community. And I've often thought about if the church were not to exist, not big church, but if Trinity were not to exist, what difference would that make in the community? Mm-hmm. And consequently, the fact that we are here, that this is where God has placed us, that we're not a social club that is inward focused only wanting to do things for ourselves, but we are called to be outward focused. And so to think about what those needs are in the community and to make every effort to address those needs and to be there to support people. And if it's not us, then what? You know, that's what we are called to as believers, as followers of Jesus, to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to make a difference in our community. And I think of people who would be hungry, who would be lonely, who would not be in a situation where they have that support and that we need to be there for them.
I think part of it is to have the platform and let things happen. Because as much as we have all the intentions, you know, Jesus works and God works in different ways. And we open the door and see what happens and
Yeah, I agree.
Comes in.
Yeah. I agree with Oliver. It's like, it's about creating opportunities, creating that safe, comfortable, welcoming space that people can come into, enjoy a meal, get to know some people, get to know some of us better, and become part of community.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. No, that's great. So obviously a lot of planning and preparation goes into something, a meal like this. I understand there was about 60 people at the first meal. So it's a lot of people to welcome and to host. So what does that look like? Some of that preparation work, what do you need to do to prepare a meal for the community?
Initially, it's about putting together a good group of people as the planning team.
Sure.
And I'm just amazed and blessed to have Sylvia and Oliver and also Heather Thompson and Pradeep Benjamin, the five of us together, make the planning team. And when we met a few times over the summer, it just became very obvious that this is a group of very caring and compassionate people that also have some experience and some skills to put this kind of thing together. So it was a real ease and a blessing. And we just felt that it was that we were all kind of part of our calling, and our response to our own faith and understanding of the needs of the community was to be in that place at the time. And it just kind of came together. It was really, even before the first meal,
okay,
I just felt really good about it. And I was trying to keep the expectations low for everyone, the planning team, the volunteers, and just saying, you know, look, that this first one, it could be just basically, you know, a dress rehearsal, a dry run. You know, we'll go through the motions. We'll make sure we know what we're doing. And if anyone comes, that's a bonus. If we get five or six people, you know, we're going to celebrate because those are five or six people that needed to be here. And then I was pleasantly surprised and shocked and not that I should be, because God's responded like this for things in the past just with abundance, but we had 60 people come to the first meal, which was incredible. And some of those people were here for the first time. Some of them had been visiting Trinity for meals that we had done before COVID, and we're just so happy to be able to visit again. And we had a couple of families come and some people from the senior center down the street and Indwell down the street. And it was just, it was a good combination of people all coming together to share a meal. And as the first event or first meal, it was great.
Yeah.
But it really is a group effort. I mean, there were a lot of volunteers. Mm-hmm. We all took the food preparation course. We're all certified.
Yep.
We got the kitchen inspected and certified.
Yep.
So, yeah, there was a lot that went into the first one. But as Bill said, it was kind of a dry run. See how it went, and went very well. And we've learned a lot from the first one, and we're going to continue to improve and make some changes moving forward.
Yeah, we're very happy with the volunteer. There's a lot of people that seem to want to volunteer, and some people that were kind of upset that the volunteer event in Church Center was full.
Okay.
And they couldn't volunteer. And I just say, okay, well, sign up for next month. Sign up for the month after. We'd love to have you. It's great. And I mean, some of the volunteer roles are expected, like, you know, setting up and cleaning up and things like that. But we also have, and, you know, welcoming people and as they come in. But we also have a volunteer position, which is sitting down with our guests and eating.
Right.
Because we wanted to make sure that our guests didn't come in and feel, you know, isolated in the space. We wanted to be very intentional about creating a sense of community and just making sure that our guests felt welcome and engaged. And so, some of our volunteers, their role is to eat and chat it up and just keep the conversation going at their table. And I think everyone that came on the first community meal, they got their role. They're very enthusiastic about either setting up or cleaning up or engaging with our guests during the meal. And it was we had music playing over the course of the meal. It was a great atmosphere. I think we had people had a good time. Our chef Oliver cooked the lasagna, meat and vegetable lasagna and salad and warm bread, and we had no end of compliments about the meal, which was great. And Oliver cooked for 100 people, so we had plenty of food. And another intentional part of the meal is to have takeaway containers, so people can not only have the meal, sit down and have a meal together, but there's also food that they can take home and have something to eat for tomorrow, that kind of thing. So we make sure that nothing goes to waste.
Yeah,
all the food goes out.
Yeah, that's great.
I just wanted to build on Bill's comments as well, how important the volunteers are, is that this is not something that we could do without volunteers. Oliver is an absolutely amazing chef and so highly organized in the kitchen, but we need people to be able to manage everything from in the kitchen to clean up to, you know, all of the different roles. So the volunteers, and it's always the kind of thing when you got a new program, people are excited and want to get involved, but it's sustaining it as well. Yeah. So making sure that we have people who see how valuable this is for others, for the community, and for ourselves. There's so much that we gain just by giving as well.
Yeah.
And so to make sure that we have an ongoing flow of people who want to be engaged and want to continue this work.
Yeah, yeah. So Sylvia, you just mentioned this idea that like you gain as a volunteer, as someone helping to lead this as well. So maybe you could just share a bit about like why, what interested you about this program? Why did you want to become involved and what do you see yourself getting out of it?
Yeah, I think a part of me and our history has been very much social orientation and giving to others. So we've been involved in many organizations in the past for people who directed to engage people and involve people who may be feeling a bit more marginalized. So I have a particular interest just in reaching out and being there for individuals, whether it's in my personal life or whether it's through organizations. So this was an opportunity to serve. I happen to really enjoy serving people, whether it's in my home or others as well. So whether it's serving meals, and often there's a meal involved, and so it was an opportunity. And the church is a bit different environment than it is at home, but it's a big dinner. You're just inviting a lot of people to dinner, and you get to be able to enjoy hearing the buzz and hearing that sense of community, hearing or growing, and hearing laughter and and as Rob was mentioning this morning, it's hearing joy in the room, and that, and so often when people are going through difficult things, joy is not what comes out at the moment, and so to be able to hear that, I think there's a sense of personal joy that comes from watching others in a position of a need being satisfied. And so I think that's a really critical part for me. And, you know, if nothing else, it's a way of serving. And I think we all are called to serve in some way. And some might be oriented in one direction or another, but it's a call to serve. And meals are something we all do. You know, we eat three times a day, hopefully. And we serve, and why not serve within a context of making sure that we invite others? So I do see it very much as a sense of satisfaction that comes from a step that isn't, because we do eat anyway, you know, yes, it takes a little bit longer to prepare a meal for 100 than it does if you're preparing for 4 or 6 at home. But still, there's a preparation step in there, but it's a satisfaction of having people around.
Yeah, for sure.
And I got to know this wonderful team
that
I didn't know beforehand.
So. Yeah.
Certainly a good byproduct for sure.
What about you, Oliver?
So for me, it was when it was announced in church, I heard that knock. You know, sometimes we hear that knock and, you know, for us to step forward. And I saw Bill right after in the hall. And for me, it was just, it's a way to serve. Mm-hmm. It's a way to give. It's a way to build. Not only with the community, but even with the volunteers. Because, you know, if I want to take a leadership role and get people involved on the volunteer basis and let them grow into their faith, let them grow as they serve, it has a platform for that. So it's quite, there's a lot of different aspects to this community meal program. As we talked about, it's a great platform for a lot of building within the community, building within the church, building within the volunteers, building for us as individuals and building for us grow all together as we practice our faith.
And you said that, you know, Rob had great plans for your life, but you said yes.
I did.
So what led you to want to be involved?
Well, I mean, Rob knows me enough to know that I have a heart for people who are hungry or people are going the disenfranchised in our community. So this idea of responding to people who are hungry with and people who are isolated with food and with community in relationship that that kind of hit me on a core level. And so if that's I certainly want to encourage that as a direction for Trinity to go and to be and to reach out to the community and be and make a difference, like Sylvie was saying at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? And we have we'd certainly like during our time here we'd like the community to feel the impact, the positive impact of our presence. And so hopefully being able to provide some good food and some good relationship is an opportunity to open the doors of the church and allow people to come in and get to know us a little better.
That's great. I think I especially like sort of the point where you started, Sylvia, that this, the question of, you know, what if we weren't here? What would be the impact? Would people notice? And I think, having the space where we're inviting 60 or more people in to have a meal, that shows, you know, maybe they would miss us, you know, and maybe there is something, a special role for the church here. So this first meal is now done. Yep. What's next?
Well, as Oliver alluded to earlier, we've learned some things during the first meal. I think one of the things that we know we need to grow and develop as a separate team is the cooking. So Oliver did an amazing job on the first one, but being one guy making food for 100 is a big task and the one that really needs to be shared around. So ideally, we're looking for two or maybe three other people who have cooking skills and the capacity to think big picture around the meal as well in terms of logistics and purchasing and just kind of designing that whole thing. So they could work with, as opposed to a volunteer for the afternoon who's coming in to help with prep, which is really important. We're looking for a team that can help to plan and organize the meal over the course of the month. So that it's just not on one person.
Sure. Yeah, on an ongoing basis. Yeah,
and that's a big part of this. So it's not going to be in our volunteer help with a particular month. We're going to build a team similar to the planning team we put together for the whole community meal. We'll put together a cook team for that Oliver will head up. That way, there'll be a few people that can be doing that, and it'll take some of the pressure off Oliver all the time. Yeah. So that was a good thing to learn on our first one, not our sixth one, after we burned them out.
Yeah.
so we're looking to put that team together. We're planning the next few community meals. We've committed for a year, and then we're going to kind of assess at that point and see if it's if this is really kind of, if we're reaching our goals, if we're really meeting the needs of people in the community that are hungry. Because I mean, it's open to everybody.
Yeah.
But we're specifically targeting those in our community who are facing food insecurity issues. You know, whether you're an individual or part of a family and bringing your family, or you're a senior, or I mean, you're just hearing some of the horror stories, even post-pandemic, of the increasing number of children that are going without food in our community, and we really want to respond to that in an effective way. So want to make sure that families are invited to come and share in the meal and be part of community, and also targeting hunger and loneliness, but trying to do it in a way that doesn't stigmatize anybody or anything, by making it open to all.
So. Yeah, no, that's great. And so the next meal is October 24th?
It is. The meal is the last Thursday of every month.
Okay.
So we've made it like that just to make it easy for everyone to remember Trinity, last Thursday of every month, come for the community meal.
Yep.
Except for October.
Okay.
It's except for our second meal, which if we did it on the last Thursday, would have been Halloween. And so we didn't really want to kind of fight with that particular tradition. So we're doing it the week before on the 24th.
Yeah.
And then it's the last Thursday in November. And then the last Thursday in December, interesting enough, is Boxing Day. It's December 26th. So we, as a planning team, we said, well, do we want to change the date or not? And then in the end, we decided, no, that the goals of the community meal around, providing a good meal and providing relationship and community, that's exactly what the holidays is about. And it's exactly what some of our guests might be missing over the holidays. So to be able to do a community meal on December 26th, we think it hits really bang on to what we're all about and what we want to achieve. So we just hope we'll get the volunteers to help us on Boxing Day, because that might be a bit difficult. But
Well, that's something, if you're listening and watching, maybe you can start to think about now. What are your Boxing Day plans? And maybe you can come and join us that day. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me and just sharing your stories and about this really cool program that's growing here at Trinity. And so if you want to learn more about the Community Meals program, you can check out our website, check out the Church Center event, or shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you. So thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode of Trinity Talks, and I hope you have a good week.